All right. Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, and I'm Brad House, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, July 12th, and we've got Gen X reports from San Rafael, results from Junior National Track Championships, mountain bike results from Rim Nordic. A couple of quick interviews, Tonya Bray, Joy Dirksen, and lots of sounds from Rim Nordic also. And a quick report on the Tour de France also. What's up with the Tour de France? I mean, I've got some tracks here from... hey, there was a fight and a bike race broke out. How about that? they've elevated... Listen up. Ooh. A little bad foul Spanish language there. Okay. Well, anyways, a couple of words there, punto, and come on, guys, can't you stay on your bikes, too? I mean, what's up with the Tour de France this year? It's cyclocross, mountain bikers, although Cadel seems to be at an advantage. While everybody's crashing on the cobblestones and in the weather, Cadel Evans manages to keep himself up there in competition, and he's now in yellow. Congratulations. Andy Schleck won yesterday's eighth stage, as most of you may have seen, just barely. Over Sammy Sanchez. Sammy Sanchez was hurting really bad towards the end, it looked like. And Schleck went right around him as the two of them went one and two. Cadel Evans now in the lead and in yellow. Andy Schleck 20 seconds behind, riding for Team Saxoback. Alberto Contador at 101 in third place. Today's a rest day, a very much needed rest day for many of the riders who spent a lot of time on the ground. And we love you, Lance. And it's been unfortunate for Lance this year. He's taken quite a beating, but he's going to be out there. Looks like he's going to continue to support the new team leader, Go Levi, Levi Leipheimer, who's doing well. He's still a contender. 2:14 back, sitting in eighth place for Team Radio Shack, Levi Leipheimer. So we'll see what happens on tomorrow's stage. Got some results from Junior Nationals, Junior National Track Championships. Let's get into that now.
Junior National Track Championships held in T-Town, Pennsylvania. Flying time trial from Southern California, your new state champion in the junior men's 17-18. Congratulations to Ben Barthel picking up that win. In the junior women's 17-18 out of Lafayette, California, Ruth Winder. In the Madison junior men, your winning team was Benjamin Swedberg and Jesse Moranz. Jesse Moranz out of Irvine, California. The team sprint, your new national champions, Matthew Baranowski, Jesse Moranz, and Benjamin Swedberg in the junior men's 10 through 18. Junior women's 10 through 18 team sprint, your new national champion, team of Madeline Godby and Shelby Eck. Congratulations to them, new gold medalists. And in the Kieran, new national champion, Kieran Racer, right out of Tustin, California. Congratulations to Corinne Rivera. Junior men, ages 17 to 18, out of Perkasie, Pennsylvania, Matthew Baranowski is your new champion in the Kieran. The points race in the junior men 13 to 14, new national champion from Dallas, Texas. Congratulations to Daniel Parks. Junior women's 13 to 18, congratulations to Evelyn Corbett. Team Pursuit. Your winning team, all from Pennsylvania, is Zach Noonan, Wesley Klein, Robin Carpenter, and Juan Carmona. Congratulations to them. Scratch Racing, new national champions in the scratch race in the junior men 13-14. Matthew Valencia, right out of Los Altos, California. In the junior women 13-14 from Grand Rapids, Zoe Reeves was your new champion. And in the junior men's 15-16 from Glenview, Illinois, Khalid Koch. Individual pursuit, new national champion from Houston, Texas, G. Lawson Craddock in the junior men 17-18. Junior women 17-18, congratulations also to Corin Rivera from Tustin, California. Hey, California seems to rule. California getting a lot of new national junior track champions out there. In the match sprints, junior men's 15-16, Khalid Koch from Glenview, Illinois. Congratulations. The junior women's 15-16, your new gold medalist from San Diego, California, Jennifer Valenti. And we've got also time trial on July 8th, junior women 13-14. Congratulations to Peyton Thomas. And in the junior men, also from California, congratulations to Chaz Michael Morales, your new national champion. Junior men's 10-12 from Portland, Oregon, Grant McElroy is your new national champion. The junior women's 10-12, Devin Nolstein from Orfield, Pennsylvania. Junior women 17-18, right from Los Angeles, California, Christine Barron. And in the junior men's 17-18 from Kent, Washington, Benjamin Swedberg. Congratulations to the junior national champions. That was held in Trexlertown, Pennsylvania. Full results can be found at usacycling.org.
Bike Sport Radio's here at Rim Nordic, the season opener, with race results for Category 3, Junior Category 3 men. Your winner from Team Dovetail for men's 10 and under, Jonah Sanchez, ages 12 and under, winning with Cello Pacific's Matt Weir. Category 3 men's 19-24 from Buena Park, your winner was Jonathan Dedila. In the Cat 3 men's 25-29, Cal Poly Pomona's Ryan Sarancha is your winner. 30-34, Adam Gabler from Glendora picking up the win. In the men's category, 35-39 from Hesperia, Mark Klasna is your winner. Men's 45-49 from Velo Sports Show Air, Greg Ackerman. In the men's 50-54 out of Yorba Linda, Jim Calkins. Men's 55-plus, Richard Teachout. Clydesdale men's winner, Mandalay Bay McGee's George Smith. And the junior category 3 women's 14 and under, Ellie Williams, riding for Bear Valley Bikes, was your winner. Junior category 3 women 15-18, Danica Bates, picking up that win. And category 3 women 40 plus from Show Air Velosport, Jan Ackerman. The Rim Nordic category 2 cross country results. Men's 18 and under, picking up the win in that category from Bear Valley Bikes, Cameron Williams. In the category 2 men, 19-24 for Bear Valley Bikes, Taylor Lamson, your winner. Category 2 men, 25-29 from Team Possibilities, Van Gaslani, picking up that win. Men's 30-34 out of Hesperia, William Daniels. Men's 35-39, Velo Bums, Dean Bricker. Category 2 men's 40-44 for Santa Clarita Velo. Your winner was John Umali. In the Cat 2 men's 45-49, Bicycle Ranch's Richard Baylor was your winner. Category 2 men 50-54 from Santa Clarita Velo, Francisco Vidal picking up that win. Category 2 men's 55-59, Bear Valley Bikes' Ken Ridley. In the 60-plus, Chino InCycle's Ed Mundy was your winner. Category 2 men's Clydesdale, Palm Desert Cyclery's Dave Lippert. Cat 2 men's single speed, Promotion Sportswear's Michael Johnston. And in the Category 2 women's 19-24 from the Path Bike Shop, Kimmy Runner Hotchkoss was the winner. That's Rim Nordic season opener here in Snow Valley on Bike Sport Radio. Friday night racing at the Hellyer Park Velodrome in San Jose on June 25th. Men's Omnium results for the Category 3s and 4s. Third place, Davis's Garrett Peck.
Second place, San Jose Bicycle Club's Michael Ash, and your winner from Rec Cycles, Dean Alliger. Women's, category 1, 2s, and 3s. In the scratch race, picking up that win was Mary Glenn Carrasco. Women's points race, category 1, 2, 3s, Kira Prokopakis, riding for Los Gatos. And also, she also picked up the missing out win, women's category 1, 2, 3. Overall, women's Omnium results, third place, Los Gatos, Heather Ross picking up third. Ohana Sports, Beth Butrimowicz picking up second. And your winner, Los Gatos, Kira Prokopakis. Men's pros in category 1, 2, 3s at the Hellier Park Velodrome. The missing out, third place picked up by Ben Jacques Mains. Second place going to David McCook. And your winner, riding for Peninsula Velo Pomodoro, Nicholas Harder. In the men's points race, Eric Balfus picked up third place. Second place going to Peninsula Velo Pomodoro's Nicholas Harder. And your winner, David McCook. In the men's pro scratch race, third place Eric Balfus, second place Robert Evans, and your winner was Bissell Pro Cycling's Ben Jacques Mains. Overall Omnium results, Benjamin Jacques Mains picking up third, second place going to David McCook, and Peninsula Velo Pomodoro's Nicholas Harder picking up the overall Omnium win. That was the June 25th Friday Night Hellier Park Velodrome track racing. That's no brakes track racing. More details at ridethetrack.com. Ridethetrack.com for all Hellier Park Velodrome details. Race results for the Blue Trolley held in San Diego, June 25th. Men's Category 3, third place, going to UC Cycling JW Flooring's Ronald Groff. Second place, Jonathan McCoy. And your winner from Riddy Van Vlaanderen, Jack Lindquist. Masters 35s, third place, going to Indy Hops Labor Cycling's Carl Bourdin. Second place, California Pools DeWalt Tomo Hamasaki. And your winner from Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Christy Markey. In the Masters 45+, in third place, MotorTap Cycling's John Geyer. Second place, Big Orange Synergy Cycle's David Worthington. And your winner from Swami Cycling, Doug Pomerantz. In the Men's Pros and Category 1, 2, 3s, fifth place going to Aqua Aldui's Aaron Quisnell. Fourth place, Adagio Energy Pro Cycling's Cody Stevenson. Third place, Echelon Grand Fondo's E-Team's Lucas Binder. Second place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters Jamie Palinetti. And your winner from Team Pista Palace, Eric Marcotti. The women's pros and category 1, 2, 3s. Third place, picked up by Team Possibilities, Gary Fisher's Joy Dirksen. Second place going to Swami Cycling's Leah Bellamy, and your winner from Paramount Racing, Tammy Wildgoose. In the women's category 3-4s beginners, third place picked up by Team Dude Girls, Angela Wimberly. Second place, also Team Dude Girls, Cindy Morgan, and your winner from Swami Cycling, Leah Bellamy. Beginner men's, category 4s and 5s. Third place, GS Adams Avenue Bicycles, Brandon Jones. Second place, also GS Adams Avenue Bicycles, Andrew Lee. And your winner from Swami Cycling, Ryan Graff. And in the Masters 50+, at the Blue Trolley Criterium. Fourth place, picked up by Radsport Cycling's David Prechtel. Third place, going to UC Cyclery JW Flooring's Cal Zalak. Second place, Swami Cycling's Michael Burdett. And your winner from Suncoast Velo, Mark Palmer. That was the results for the Blue Trolley Criterium held in the San Diego area, East San Diego County, on Saturday, July 30th. All right, and on July 4th, Northern California's Davis Criterium took place. The Davis Criterium race results in the juniors 15 through 18. Junior women, third place going to Emily Anderson Merritt. Second place, Catherine Pollard, riding for Team Mad Cat. And your winner, riding for Vapor Racing, Katrina Howard. Junior men, ages 15 through 18, picking up third place, riding for VSRT Livermore Cyclery, Andrew Osgood. Second place, Davis Bike Club's Cody Tapley, and your winner from Team Specialized Racing's junior team, Eamon Frank. Beginner women's, category fours only, Nicole Slayton picking up third place from Metro Mint Cycling, Team Roaring Mouse's Adrian Bellevue, second place, and your winner from Dolce Vita Cycling, Allison Cutler. Pro women and category one and two, picking up third place, Los Gatos Racing's Mary Ellen Ash. Second place, going to Third Pillar's Martina Patella. And your winner from Team Tipco to the top, Devin Haskell. In the Masters 45 to and up, third place, Health is Wealth's Max Mack. Picking up third place. Yes, that's right, Max Mack. In second place, Safeway Bicycles Plus Pure Reds, Greg Betanti. And your winner from Team Clover, Bubba Melcher. Masters 35s. Category 1, 2, 3s. HDR presented by Lombardi Sports' Chris Karskaden picked up third place. Second place going to Morgan Stanley Smith Barney's Alex Holtz. And your winner also from Morgan Stanley Cycling, Christopher Baker. In the beginner men's category 5. Third place going to Oliver Weiss. Second place, Taleo Racing's Jeff Bilodeau. And your winner, Cameron Barnes. And in the pro men's race at the Davis Criterium, fifth place picked up by Hybrid EP Cycling's Andrew Kennedy. Fourth place going to Team Specialized Dean LaBerge. Third place, McGuire Cycling's Sterling Magnell. Second place, One Fast Finishers, Gregory Pattison. And your winner, riding for Yahoo Cycling Team, Brian Bosch. And that was the Davis 4th of July Criterium.
So this is Jen Reither with Bike Sport Radio giving you the final results of the San Rafael Twilight Criterium for the Women's Pro 1-2-3 field. Kat Carroll from Peanut Butter & Co. 2012 takes the win there. Mary Maroon from Touchstone takes second. Hanan from Peanut Butter 2012 takes third. Devin Haskell from Tipco is fourth. Jane Robertson from Metro Mint is fifth. And Martina Patella from Third Pillar takes sixth. And that is a strong field there. And that sums up everything from Twilight Crit.
We got some results from cross-country mountain bike racing now from the Big Bear Shootout, number 2. And then following that, the LA Velodrome Lavra Omnium results coming at you next.
Team Big Bear hosted one of the U.S. Cup West Series Super D and cross-country on June 20th. And 21st, June 20th, it was the Big Bear Shootout number 2. In the Super D, picking up the pro men's win, riding for Hammer Bear Valley Bikes, Eli Woody. Junior men's 18 and under at Super D, Casey Williams picking up that win, also riding for Bear Valley Bikes. In the open men's category 40 to 49, riding for Show Air Sonance, Tim Zandbergen. Right out of Aliso Viejo, picking up that win in the Super D. Open women's category 40+. Christina Probert-Turner picked up that win. And in the pro women from Don's Bikes, Lisa Crow was your winner there. Team Bear, Big Bear cross-country race results. This was the Big Bear Shootout also, June 20th. In the cross-country pro men's category, third place going to Bear Valley Bikes, Romolo Forsino. Second place, Shore Sonnens's Vincent Lombardi. And your winner from Factory Cannondale, Tinker Juarez. Junior men's, 17 to 18, whole athletes Zachary Valdez picked up that win in the cross-country. The junior men, 15 to 16, Big Bear Valley Bikes, Casey Williams was your winner. In the category one men, ages 19 through 24, Shore Sonnens' Danny Munoz picked up the win with a 147.33. Category one men's 25 to 29 cross country, Jeremy Thatcher was your win with a time of 144.01. Category 1 men ages 35 to 39 with a time of 148.23, Chela Pacific's Ben Jones was your winner. Category 1 men's 45 to 49 with a time of 147.51, riding for Show Air Sun, it's Johnny O'Mara, your winner. In the Category 1 men's 55 to 59, Bear Valley Bikes' Dean Swank was your winner. And in the Category 1 men 65 and over, third place going to Brian Kearney. Second place, Frederick Schmidt, riding for Bicycles Outback. And your winner from PA Remax, Robert Dahlgren. In the Category 2 men junior ages 14 and under, your winner was Bear Valley Bikes, Evan Williams. Category 2 men ages 25 to 29. Your winner was Matthew Parker. And in the Category 2 men ages 45 to 49, Outer Circle Racing's Alex Tino was your winner in that category. Clydesdale's 35 and over ages, SC Velo's Matt Dodd picking up that win. Clydesdale's 35 and under going to Jason Woodruff. And in the pro women, your winner riding for Team Possibilities, Gary Fisher, Joy Dirksen. Category 2 women, 50 plus, your winner was Janet Riles. And in the Category 3 women, ages 19 through 29, your winner was Rebecca Siegel. That was the Big Bear Shootout number 2 on June 20th. All right, June 19th, the LA Velodrome hosted its Omnium Upgrade race. In the men's category 1, 2s, and 3s, picking up 7th place in that Omnium, riding for Chester County Cycling Foundation, Thomas Wood. 6th place going to Matthew Chambers. 5th place picked up by Riddy Racing's Jack Lindquist. 4th place going to Amgen UBS Elite Masters' Keith Ketterer. 3rd place picked up by Kentucky Flyers Cycling's Dan Vaught. And 2nd place, Team Ranchos from Rancho Cycling Club's Brian Larson. And your winner, riding for DNA, Jacob During. Picking up 21 total Omnium points. That's the LA Velodrome. In the Masters 45 plus, picking up 6th place, riding for Lightning Velo, Reggie Jones. Picking up 5th place in the Omnium, PAA Cycling, Scott Lelaire. 4th place going to South Bay Wheelman's Thomas Buchner. 3rd place picked up by Ironfly Racing's Mark Newman. 2nd place, Procon Cycling's Keith Broadhagen. And your winner from Amgen UBS Elite Masters, John Walsh. Masters 55, overall Omnium winner, Strata Racing's Lionel Space. And that was the LA Velodrome Omnium Upgrade Racing on June 19th. Full details on race results and upcoming events at lavelodrome.org.
All right, race results. That is it for California. So other than Northern California, we've also got some interviews coming at you from Gen X in the field in Northern Cal at the San Rafael Criterium, Twilight Criterium. Also a lot of great sounds from Rim Nordic and some interviews with Joy Dirksen, Tonya Bray, and Tom, also your announcer at Rim Nordic. Great event they've got going on out here up in the Running Springs area of Big Bear. And let's get some upcoming events going here, first of all. Coming up on July 17th, that's Saturday, the Cola Vida NorCal Racing Grand Prix presented by Fireman's Funds Insurance Company. It's also the Masters Cycle League Finals for the Northern California Series. Find out more information about that at masterscycleleague.com. That's the Cola Vida NorCal Racing Grand Prix coming up Saturday, July 17th. And in Southern California, the Masters Cycle League Finals will be held on Sunday, July 25th at the San Marcos Criterium. That's in North San Diego County. San Marcos Criterium presented by Rancho Cycling Club, MCL Category 35s. Details again on that at masterscycleleague.com. And the Masters Cycle League, the leading teams again in Southern California, Amgen, UBS Elite, Masters with a huge lead, about, I think, 133 points, is it? 133 points. Over second place is Showair Sonance. And in Northern Cal, your leader is the Safeway Pure Red Bicycles Plus team. Coming up on Sunday, July 18th, the 12th Annual Ontario Grand Prix presented by Pacific Sunset Velo. Details on this can be found at scnca.org. And at the Velodrome for track racing, great spectator sport coming up on June 19th. The Laver Cup at the Home Depot Center continues in Carson, California. Racing for men and women, Category 1, 2, 3s, and also Masters 45s and Masters 55s. That's the Laver Cup. Details at lavelodrome.org. Northern Cal Friday Night Track Racing continues on July 23rd with the Hellyer Park Velodrome's Friday Night Series. That's in San Jose. Free spectating, free food and beverages at Hellyer Park, No Breaks Racing. Again, that's Friday, July 23rd. And they race regularly on Fridays each month. July 23rd is the next one coming up. August 27th, they'll also continue the Hellyer Park Velodrome. RideTheTrack.com for all details on that series, Friday Night Racing. Mountain bike racing, Southern California's Rim Nordic Series has just opened up, and we'll have a lot of sounds coming at you from that. We just had race results from Rim Nordic. Rim Nordic is in the Snow Valley area, in Big Bear, Southern California. And they're doing some exciting things out there. They've got Cross Country and Super D Series. June 26th and 22nd, 7th was a stage race benefiting the Mark Reynolds Fund. And this weekend, open up the series of four races at Rim Nordic, July 10th, Super D, July 11th, Cross Country, number one. These races continue on July 24th and 25th, Super D on the 24th, Cross Country on the 25th, also August 14th and 15th. And the series finals will be held on August 28th and 29th, racing for all categories. And get this, Rim Nordic is doing something really exciting this year. Beginner women, your first time cross-country mountain bike race, you get to race for free out there. That's right, free. Can you beat that? Free racing for your first time race for women. Beginner women, I think that's the Category 3. Beginner women can race free at Rim Nordic, so don't miss that. You can race one of the next three series races, either July 25th, August 15th, or August 29th. So give it a try. We want to provide a lot of racing opportunities for women, especially to try mountain bike racing at Rim Nordic. RimNordic.com for all details on that series. And again, that's RIMNORDIC, Rim Nordic. All right, we got a lot of sounds from Rim Nordic and some sounds from the San Rafael also. Interviews with people at the event, sponsors at the event, spectators. Here's an interview coming up from Gen X in Northern Cal with Honest T, one of the supporters of the San Rafael Twilight Criterium, because Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So listen up and enjoy the sounds of bike racing in interviews, starting with Honest T right here.
Right, still here at the San Rafael Twilight at the Honest T booth with Olivia. Honest T, get real, be real, get honest. Tell me a little bit about your great flavor tea here.
We have some awesome organic beverages. We have a great tea line, and we also have an aid line, which is an organic thirst quencher.
Yeah, this is totally quenching my thirst. Orange mango is what I'm drinking. What other flavors do you have here?
We also have an awesome super fruit punch with yum berry and goji berry. We have an awesome honey green tea. We have our newest flavor, half tea, half lemonade. So it's an all organic take on an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, awesome. So honesty, be real, get honest. Honestly, where can I get some of this stuff?
You can pretty much get it at just about any grocery store in nationally right now. We're about to go national, but definitely Northern California, you can pretty much get it at every grocery store or deli.
Awesome. Well, thanks for here for thanks for being here at the San Rafael Twilight, and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. We've loved being here. It was awesome.
So things are heating up here at San Rafael Twilight. I'm hanging out here down by the VIP booth with Dave here. Dave, what do you think of this crit? Why'd you come down, and where are you from?
I'm from Berkeley, California. I'll tell you what, the speeds that these riders are hitting are nothing short of amazing. Going around corners faster than you can even imagine. You know, in the words of so many people that are seeing this kind of racing for the first time, they just absolutely can't believe how on the limit these riders are today.
So there's a lot of teams out here. I see Yahoo and Helens and some orange guys and some blue guys. Do you have a favorite team out here?
Well, the women's is certainly the Vanderkitten girls. I always like seeing them out here. In the men's, you know, I think Bahati has a good squad going here. So we'll see how it wraps up in the final 300.
Awesome, Dave. It's always nice to talk to some excited fans.
Yeah, thank you.
So this is Jen Reiter with Bike Sport Radio. I'm down here at the San Rafael Twilight, standing here with Kat Carroll, winner of the Women's Pro race tonight. Off the front, solo win. How did you plan on this? How did it go? What was going through your head?
I was, you know, super psyched to be doing a hometown race. I literally rode from my house, which is like 3 miles away. And I know that our team in its previous versions of the Pro Man have been successful at this race. So I definitely wanted to continue that. And I knew that we had a good chance with myself or Olivia and Hanan, who actually got third tonight. So, yeah, it was feeling good. I mean, it's no secret the way that I like to race a bike race, which is being aggressive, trying to make a selection off the front. And we were able to establish a group fairly early. They weren't working hard enough to keep the pack from catching. I saw an opportunity to attack, and it ended up being a lot earlier in the race than probably would have preferred. But that's one of the things I love about bike racing is you can take a chance like that, and sometimes it pays off, and then sometimes you fail massively. But I was able to maintain a gap. The field, you know, they would surge, they would do some work, they'd look at each other and kind of sit back a little bit. So I was able to keep the pressure on steady, and thank God they started showing lap cards with 9 to go. I thought it was never going to happen. And I knew if I could get through, like, from laps 9 to 5 to go, that I had a pretty good shot. And sure enough, I did. When I was coming through 2 to go, still getting a read of, like, 13 seconds, I knew it was, you know, it was probably mine to win. So yeah, it was great to raise my arms. Like, anytime you can win a bike race is great. You know, we line up with like 40 to 60 to 100 people every time we race, and the odds for winning are not good at all. And so, you know, to cross the line first is a treat, whether it's a local race or it's nationals or whatever.
Great job. So you guys are here, obviously, tonight. What's the plan for the rest of the month here for you into August?
You know, we've got our team's all over the place right now. Three of the girls are in Italy doing the Giro, Girodonna, and several of the girls are junior track nats, and I think some people are going to be recovering, some people heading to Cascade. I know we'll be gearing up for a big end of the season, whether it's in Europe with the national team or just hitting the East Coast crits. You know, hopefully the schedule will kind of fatten back up like it has in past years, but I know it's pretty thin right now, so we'll just kind of race and take our fitness as far as we can.
Great job. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck.
Thanks, Jen. Bye.
So we're here at the series opener for the Rim Nordic Series up here at, where are we, Running Springs?
Yes, sir.
And I'm with, what's your name?
My name's Tom Sitton.
Tom, hey. And you're sitting here at the announcing booth. A couple of things. We were waiting for what category to start, and how long is the race?
Well, the Cat 3 racers are on course right now.
Cool.
And they're taking 7.5-mile loops. And then, of course, our Cat 2 racers, which is this class you're going to be in, will be taking off at approximately 10 o'clock. And they will be doing two laps of the 7.5, which is approximately 15 miles, of course. and it is rough and tough, and there's a lot of climbing.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Mountain bike racing at its finest here in Southern California. And how do we find out more about Rim Nordic's series and stuff?
Go to www.rimnordic.com. And look us up there and punch in mountain biking, because I believe we also do cross-country skiing here in the wintertime.
All right. So. Great. Looks like it's going to be a great event. All right. We'll be coming back at you shortly here on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks.
Yeah. And just one real brief thing. We have a promotional going on for all beginner and Cat 3 ladies. Their first race is free here. We want to promote the mountain biking sport. We would like to welcome all beginner or Cat 3 ladies to come here and race, and their first race is free.
Wow. Okay. Listen up, ladies. Category 3 and beginner ladies, Rim Nordic free for your first race. Does that include every race at the series?
Yes, every race for their first race. Yes, every race for this whole season. We really want to see you ladies out here. We want to promote this the sport of mountain biking, and we really appreciate you being here and racing with us today.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll come back at you later here on Bike Sport Radio at Rim Nordic. Bike Sport Radio is here with the winner of what category? What's your name?
Stephen Pope, Cat 1, 19 to 24.
Sweet, sweet. Did you get your time yet or anything?
No, I just rode in.
Was it a close race, or were you way far ahead?
Second lap, I was 7 minutes up on second place. So.
Wow.
I don't know how it is.
How many laps did you guys do?
Three today.
Three? Okay, cool. So you look back, and there was nobody there, and way to go.
I went for it on the second lap, and really pulled away.
So you're on your way to winning the series. There's a series of four out here, right? Are you going to do the whole series? Or?
Yeah, I'm here for the whole series.
Right on. All right. Good job. Anything you want to thank your sponsors, Bear Valley Bikes?
Bear Valley Bikes. It's a great team. It's great to be with them. They're always supportive of all the riders. It's really great.
How do we find out more about the team?
We have a website, bearvalleybikes.com.
Cool.
I think it might be bvvb.erb.
All right.
But, yeah, check it out.
All right. Congratulations to you. Good job with the race today.
Thanks.
And now we're also here at Rim Nordic with Tanya Bray. Is that how you pronounce it? Tanya Bray. And you're with what magazine?
Mountain Bike Action and Road Bike Action.
Mountain Bike Action. Okay, great, great. And tell us about your magazine and how you're helping out and promoting at Rim Nordic.
Okay, so I am a web editor for Mountain Bike Action and Road Bike Action, and I am out here racing for the first time in a long time.
Oh, you've been off the bike a while, huh?
Well, I'm retired.
Oh, okay, coming out of retirement like Lance, okay.
It's a comeback 2.0 for Mountain Bike Chick.
All right, fantastic. And how do we find out? How do we read your online magazine? What's it?
MBAction.com is Mountain Bike Action.
Okay, okay.
So.
And are you racing today, too? Here at what category?
I'm racing pro. Okay. So I think we've got the old pros racing out here today. So I'm one of them.
And it's fabulous what we're doing with the Rim Nordic's doing with the first-time women. They come out for their first race and race for free. Is that true?
That's true. So if you come out and you race in the Cat 3, I think, and it's your first, which would be beginner if you've been around for a long time,
right?
Then you can race for free for the first time, just to check out mountain bike racing and see how much you're going to love it.
Sweet. Fantastic. Rim Nordic Racing up here on Bike Sport Radio. We'll be coming at you later on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Tanya.
No worries. Have a great day. Good luck.
Sport Radio is also all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And I'm here with Matt Smart. You're with
Outside All Day.
Outside All Day. Okay, and you're getting ready to race, too. Tell us about Outside All Day.
Outside All Day is a Orange County-based website, and what we do is we promote racing, running, and mountain biking in the greater L.A. area. So our goal is to just get people pumped up, talking about products and races, and just get them outside, and, you know, it's a lot better than sitting there in the cube and wondering what to do. Jump on our blog and check it out and get a little inspiration and head on outside.
Sweet. Let's send everybody over there. And how do they get there? What address?
OutsideAllDay.com. www.OutsideAllDay.com. Have a great race, guys.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Good luck. The Rim Nordic Series opener. We're here with Joy Dirksen now. Congratulations on your win today. You're planning on doing the whole series and everything out here? Or?
I think I'm going to miss a couple of them for some road events that I already had on the calendar. But I always like to, whenever I can, come up to Rim Nordic.
Great venue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is where I started racing as a beginner about 5 years ago. and love to come back and support Bev and Carrie.
So tell us about women's cycling and how you're supporting that. It looks really cool with what they're doing out here.
Well, thanks, man. We are Possibilities Gary Fisher Subaru. That's our title sponsors, and we're located down in Loma Linda. And basically, we work with from wheelchair athletes to Category 1 road racers, trying to meet athletes where they're at, whatever level, and whatever they want to achieve, and we try to help promote that. So for today, we came up.
You're welcome.
Today we came up and to try to help motivate the female crowd, because the fields are usually super small up at these events, and just kind of give them some swag and some support, little Q&A, and just I actually was able to chaperone their race, so I rode with them.
You rode along with them?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. So there's three of them, so I kind of yo-yoed back and forth.
Wow.
And so it was really cool. One gal said she didn't think she could ride the switchbacks, and so I just rode behind her. We talked through all of them, and she didn't dab at all.
Wow.
So, it was pretty rad.
Well, that is very generous of your time and very generous of Team Possibilities to help them out. I understand there's a freebie going on, too, for beginner women here?
Yes, I think through Rim Nordic, they say for your first race, women can come out and race at Rim Nordic for free. So that's $40. Oh. I mean, I know.
That's awesome.
I could do a lot with $40. So.
Well, yeah, with what's going on in the economy these days, I got friends that have been out of work for years.
Oh, I know. Yeah, so, it's very true.
Hear that, women, on the radio there. Free racing. If you want to try a mountain bike race your first time ever, come up to Rim Nordic, and it's free for your first time. All right, anybody else you want to thank, Joy?
Well, I think we're going to be back out here next at the end of the season and do the same thing, the last race of the season. It's in August. I don't remember the specific date, but we'll be here for the women's promo as well.
Okay, very good. RimNordic.com. All right, congratulations on your race, Joy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out here to the opening race here at the Rim Nordic race. Some of you may find the Korba Fat Tire Festival card on the registration table or on your windshield. Korba is the Concerned Off-Road Bicycle Association. It's very important to get involved with trail work and trail advocacy. All of us want to be able to ride trails forever. And there are those out there who would like to keep us off of trails. So keep that in mind. Support the Fat Tire Festival. Korba's done a great job with keeping trail access in Southern California for many years. Go to fattirefest.com or korbamtb.org and find out about the Korba Fat Tire Fest. That's on October 17th. And we've added an urban cyclocross race on the same day as the Fat Tire Fest, too. You get to race the cyclocross free just by attending the Korba Fat Tire Fest, October 17th. So thanks for coming out and support trail advocate issues. Appreciate it.
And so now I'm thinking.
Oh. We're here with the kids' race.
Get on your marks.
This is the kids' race at Rim Nordic on Bike Sport Radio.
Go.
They're off. Woo! And they're off into the woods, never to be seen again. But you're going to see some well-fed bears out there, maybe. You're at Rim Nordic on Bike Sport Radio. Okay, here's our first kids coming around the corner.
All right, that is up.
Couple more. Oh, we got a sprint.
What a bunch of little great riders. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Off the bike.
Come on, this is exciting.
Come on, Abby.
Come on, who's going to do it?
He's going to come on. There you go. He's running with his bike.
Awesome. Here's the competitor.
All right.
That was a good job there. Pushing across the end. Look at that smile. How'd you do?
Good.
Good. So what happened there at the end? Kind of lost control of your bike a little bit.
Wipe out.
But you didn't want to let her win, so you got to push your bike, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened with
what happened in the race out there? That was pretty exciting.
Good job.
I don't know.
You don't know, but you won. You finished.
Doesn't matter, man.
It's okay. Thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Great, great, great. Right. Oh, we got a couple riders here, a couple pro riders. Kicking people out of the way. He had to stop and help him by. Thank you for that report. Ian, we're going to reiterate on that a little bit later on.
Okay. Tell us about your race a little bit.
Well, you know, it's always a fun track. I was a little bit slow in the beginning. I think I went off too hard. But, yeah, it was a good race. Went down once, but it wasn't bad.
You're category two?
Yeah.
Age group?
19 to 24.
All right. How do you think you did?
At least third.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Fun race. All right. Ian McLean, you'll be on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you.
Okay, for second place, unfortunately, Evan has to ride against his brother Cameron. But with a 127.24, second place, Bear Valley Bikes is Evan Williams.
He's coming?
All right, he's coming. There he is. In first place, riding for Bear Valley Bikes with a 124.38 goes to Cameron Williams. And we do have a team overall award, I think most of you do know. So all the points are added, the top eight points between all the categories goes for the overall team award at the end of the season, too. Where's Cameron?
Evan, he's in the parking lot by your car.
Cameron, last call. He's running. We'll give him a chance to get here. Oh, he's across the street. Okay. Well, he's used to being on the podium. So, CAC 2 men, 18 and under. Thanks, you guys. Also, just a reminder, we put a little plastic covering over your medal, so it'll be nice and shiny. You can peel it off when you get home. CAC 2, 19 to 24. Third place, riding for Citrus Valley Velo with a 139.45 is Ian McLean. Hi, Ian. I didn't get to see you this morning. Flip up there. Girls will get you. Second place with the 131.18 from Borrego Springs, Richard Zetheroy.
Rhetoric.
Rhetoric. Boy, nobody gets that right the first time, do they? Rhetoric. Do you hear that, Tom? Rhetoric.
Rhetoric.
Oh, a little French there. Okay, rhetoric. We'll catch you the next time, Richard. And first place riding for AME Bear Valley Bikes with the 125.15 goes to Taylor Lampson. So we have plenty of time for pictures, so don't get too excited and get off the podium before you get your picture taken. So it's our CAC 2 men, 19 to 24.
One more. Hands in the air,
guys. 25 to 29. Did Manuel Luna finish? Where's Manuel?
Yeah. Oh, furball.
Did he go home? Somebody know that for sure? Oh, okay. So he DNF'd then? Oh, okay. I always like to know that everybody's okay. Okay, so for second place then, with the 144 flat riding for Agua A12, or that's all two or something like that, right? You guys got to tell me how to do it.
Wow, do
it. Raymond Snort.
So it's all two, right?
All due, like two, but Agua all due. And first place, riding for Team Possibilities, 129.51 goes to Van Galani. Dan still here? He might be out supporting some of his teammates as well. Podium all by yourself, Raymond. All right. Men, Pat Men, 25-29. 30 to 34. Third place, all the way from Las Vegas, Henderson, 130.03 for his two laps, riding for Mandalay Bay and McGee's, Jeff Olin. A good showing from our guys from McGee's Mandalay Bay, coming all the way out, you guys. Thanks so much for coming. Second place with the 126.12, riding for, is it Halo? Like, is it Halo headbands, maybe? All right, we carry Halo in the shop. Jeremy Duke. And first place from Hesperia with a 123.19 for his two laps, William Daniels.
Let him.
Did you leave last time too? Okay. So that's our Catmen, 30 to 34. Thank you guys so much.
35 to 39. We had 10 riders today, so we get to go five deep. So fifth place, riding for Santa Clarita Velo. 126.45 goes to Ovidio Valdez, I bet. Valdez. Right. So just on one of the sides there would be fine. Either way. So fourth place, riding for Santa Clarita Velo also, with the 124.39, George Umale. Third place was Moses Molina. He had to leave from Mission Viejo. Second place, riding for Coach Cyclery with the 123 flat for Adam McCamish. First time with Rim Nordic, Adam? Nope. Didn't recognize your name there. Coates has a new jersey, though. Yeah, see, didn't think I'd remember, huh? And first place, riding for Velo Bum with the 120.25 would be Dean Bricker. So fastest time of the day today for Cat 2, huh, Dean? Good job. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
40 to 44. Third place riding for Cello Pacific, 130.55 for Jeff Albert. Cello Pacific's having a good showing today. Get some points there. Second place with 126.42 riding for Show Air, Paul Elkins. One of our regular racers from Show Air. Good job, Paul. In first place with the 121.48 riding for Santa Clarita Velo, John Umale. All right. Santa Clarita had some good showing today for points as well. It's our Catman, 40 to 44. And nine racers today in the class. Good job, you guys. Good racing. 45 to 49. Third place from Riverside with the 132.20 for James Fuller.
Cyclocross, too, that day.
Second place riding for Truth Racing Company had a good showing today of racers. Going for that team award, 131.41 for Tom Roby. Good job, Tom. And first place riding for Bicycle Ranch, 125.26, Richard Baylor.
Richard Baylor.
That's a new team, huh, Richard? All right. Oh, from Arizona. All right.
That is good picture.
Well, you made did a good representation for them today. First place. All right. 45 to 49. You had a good showing in your class today, you guys. Thanks for racing. And, you know, Rim Nordic has a Facebook website, you know, site now, so you can post your pictures on there if you want. Our results will be up on geoladders.com as well. 50 to 54, third place, back on track with Bike Palace as well. For sponsors, 131.51 for Brad House. Heidi, Volpe coming through. Is that Heidi? Oh, it's Heidi Bowen coming through. Who's that? Second place, riding for AC Sports. I bet you that means his name. 126.06 for Adam Conaway.
This is what we're going to say.
And first place with 122.24, another Santa Clarita Velo rider, Francisco Vidal.
Father. Molly, not Vidal.
Just trying to confuse us on the Had some great racing in our 50 to 54 moving category today. All right, you guys, good job. Thanks for coming. 55 to 59, third place, riding for Bear Valley Bikes. 150.31 for his two laps today for Glenn Yarber.
Wait.
Second place, riding for Pull My Finger, rode our stage race a few weeks ago with the 135.20 today for Fred Utke. Good job, Fred.
Thank you.
And Bear Valley Bikes bringing in some points here for first place with the 132.48 for Ken Ridley.
Thank you. Nothing what I started with.
We had good showing today for 55 to 59, gentlemen, today. Thank you, guys.
Damn, you smell good.
Riding the lap or two.
Don't forget about your little plastic covering on your medals. 60-plus.
I get immune to it, I guess.
60-plus, running for Hannebrink Bikes, 223.17 for two laps for Mr. Dan Hannebrink, longtime bike racer. Good job, Dan. 60-plus, and first place with the 159 flat for his two laps. Great ride for Chino InCycle sponsor Ed Monday.
Old guys rule.
Steven, how'd you do?
First.
Yeah, nice.
Y'all look so good at 60 plus, right? Good job.
All right, that was award ceremony for Category 2 Rim Nordic. So, Bike Sport Radio coming to a close here. Bike Sport Radio, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. We usually go over a couple of advocate issues. Get involved in bikes these days, everybody listening out there. Bikes are in the media, and there's a number of advocate groups out there that you should be involved with. Anywhere from LA Bicycle County Coalition, San Francisco Bike Coalition, San Diego Bike Coalition, Corba, if you're into off-road riding, because we all want to have access to trails too, and we hope to have a Corba rep in the future also here at Bike Sport Radio. And while you're out there, drive your bikes on the street just like you would drive a car, and stick around for Brad's Vinyl coming up next, a new show. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of classic metal, acid rock, new wave, rockabilly punk, and mood music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You don't want to miss that. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.